This is NPR.
Thanks, Allison. The White House is stepping in to try to bail out homeowners facing foreclosure in the wake of the subprime lending crisis. Today, the Bush administration is expected to announce a program called Project Lifeline. It would allow seriously overdue homeowners to suspend foreclosures for 30 days while lenders try to work out more affordable loan terms. Six of the largest mortgage lenders will participate. The same banks are taking part in a different program called Hope Now, which was initiated late last year. That plan freezes rates on some high-cost subprime mortgages for 5 years. Consumer groups are skeptical about the plans. They claim many borrowers still can't keep up with payments even after loan workouts. Instead, they say full-fledged refinancing at a lower rate would be better for borrowers. The U.S. Justice Department is accusing a Defense Department analyst and a former engineer for Boeing of spying for the U.S. for the Chinese government, rather. The two cases, based in Alexandria, Virginia, and Los Angeles, have no connection to each other. Investigators say it's merely coincidence that charges would be brought in both cases on the same day. U.S. Attorney Tom O'Brien says former Boeing engineer Dongfeng Chung is charged with working as an unregistered agent for the Chinese government.
Chung received tasking letters from officials in the PRC from as early as 1979. Over the years, Chung was directed to collect specific technological information related to several rocket and aircraft programs. In one letter he sent back to the PRC, Chung indicated a desire to contribute to the motherland.
In the second case, weapons systems policy analyst Gregory Bergensen of Alexandria, Virginia, is charged with conspiracy to sell classified defense information. Assistant Attorney General Kenneth Weinstein says the arrest marked China's latest attempt to gain top secret information about U.S. military systems and sales. Three men scheduled to testify at tomorrow's congressional hearing on steroids in baseball will not appear after all. That puts all the focus on the two major witnesses who will appear, star pitcher Roger Clemens and his former personal trainer Brian McNamee. They're waging a bitter public dispute over whether or not McNamee gave banned drugs to Clemens. Here's NPR's Tom Goldman.
Last night, the House committee holding tomorrow's hearing released a statement saying pitcher Andy Pettitte, former player Chuck Knobloch, and convicted drug distributor Kirk Radomski were being dropped from the witness list. Pettitte and Clemens are longtime friends, both trained with Brian McNamee. In the recent Mitchell report on doping in baseball, McNamee said he injected Pettitte with human growth hormone and injected Clemens with HGH and anabolic steroids. Pettitte acknowledged his injections. Clemens angrily denied McNamee's claims. The New York Times reports Pettitte didn't want to have to testify in public against Clemens. Pettitte already gave a sworn deposition to the House committee. So did Clemens. One of his lawyers said last night that Clemens will say in Congress what he said all along. He didn't use banned drugs.
NPR's Tom Goldman reporting. Finally, a new study says that by the year 2050, one in every five U.S. residents will be an immigrant, making America more of a melting pot than it's ever been before. The study was released by the Pew Research Center. The study projects that the foreign-born share of the workforce in America will increase to 23% by 2050, that from 15% in 2005. The Hispanic share will more than double to 31%. And in a couple decades, the proportion of immigrants in the nation will have surpassed the historic 19th century peak of 14.8% when immigrants from Ireland, Bohemia, and other European countries were helping to build American cities. That's the news, and it's always online at npr.org.
This is NPR.